A reading from Mark 9:36-41. He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told them to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can, in the next moment, say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not lose their reward."
When I'm reading through scripture, from time to time, a phrase or a series of words or just even a word just really jumps off the page and hits me. And one of the examples of that is, "For whoever is not against us is for us." And I'd like to just get your take on that. It resonates with me, but I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah. I guess when I heard it, this is what I heard. I heard the word comparison, because I see in a lot of the passages that we've been dealing with these last couple days, the thing that brings us down is when we start comparing ourselves with others.
Mm.
And basically Jesus is saying here, as you state it now, what I hear is, why are you worrying about others all the time? Not in the sense of worrying to love them or serve them, thinking more highly of them, but why are you concerned, my disciples, about what these other people are doing? Why don't you get a hold of the kingdom and do the things of the kingdom yourself, and you won't have to worry about what others are doing? And, maybe I'm reading too much in it, but that's what really struck me as we were reading the passage just now.
Well, what derives or comes from that is tribalism. There's these followers of Jesus are going through an enormous change in their lives. The second they Peter gave up everything in his business, which was fishing, and he started following Jesus without question. He didn't even question it. So the human inclination is to belong, and suddenly they're following somebody that is taking them into places they feel very uncomfortable with. The other thing that I see here is Jesus keeps on throwing these little phrases in that don't seem to mean very much, but they're qualifiers. And here he says, "And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but welcomes the one who sent me." Jesus always connects himself. It's not just him. If it was just him, he's just another guy who's a leader, is a spiritual leader. But the one who sent me qualifies it.
Well, Jesus is living his life under the shadow of the Father at all times. And so there's no need to worry about tomorrow. There's no need to worry about what others are thinking. There's no need to be the one who pushes forward this kingdom. He's in the flow. And if his disciples will get that, they'll quit worrying about others and what others think and who's tapping in and who's not. And so he some way is modeling for them what's going to end up saving them.